352.
It is the 50th anniversary this week of a book that changed the lives of many women. The Feminine Mystique by Betty Friedan broke down the idea of a happy housewife.
Cynthia Harrison knew Betty Friedan and is now a professor of women's studies at George Washington University. Cynthia joins us now here on WTOP. Good to have you.
Thank you.
In a nutshell, how important was the Feminine Mystique to America back 50 years ago?
Well, it was very important, in part because Betty Friedan was a journalist, and she was able to communicate her ideas in a very pithy and effective way. And many women who read that book suddenly saw themselves in the women that she was writing about, and this vague sense of discomfort or unease they had, partly feeling guilty because they were very lucky and they knew it, took shape, and they were able to say to themselves, I'm not alone. And those women were able then to really join an ongoing discussion about women's place. And I think one of the things that we should know about the Feminine Mystique is that it doesn't actually explode like a bomb in a desert. The field had actually been tilled. There was a great deal of conversation about the role of women and how they were going to manage work and family, because by 1960, many of the mothers of the baby boomers were rejoining the labor force. And this was of great interest to policymakers because the country needed their labor. And in 1961, which was 2 years before the publication of The Feminine Mystique, President John Kennedy had appointed a presidential commission on the status of women to discuss the policy aspects of women leaving the home, at least for part of the day, in order to engage in waged work. So this was an ongoing conversation.
Well, it's really interesting on so many different levels. First of all, women subconsciously knew they didn't have any power. And we all know that power goes hand in hand with money, and this kind of blew the doors off of where women were. Where were they back then?
Well, many women after World War II, as everybody knows, there was a pent-up desire following the Depression and following the war to start families. And many women retired from the labor force to start their families. But as I said, by 1960, a lot of those kids were either in first grade or, you know, as the early baby boomers were in high school. And these mothers were then considering what the best thing was to do for their families. And going into the wage labor force meant that they would have money to, for example, send their own children to college. So it was something that they were doing very much for their families. And we do know from sociological studies that when income earning is shared in a family, that does mean that both partners feel that they have more of a say in what goes on in that family. So I think that dynamic inside the family would have changed as well.
We only have 30 seconds. Where do things stand right now for women 50 years later?
Well, unfortunately, we're still coping with these issues, and they are unresolved, of how families are going to manage both home care and family care and waged labor. We haven't yet come up with very good solutions. We have a federal guarantee of only 12 weeks of unpaid leave, either for medical leave or to take care of a newborn baby. We're one of the very few countries that does not offer any paid leave at all. And so families are still juggling, and they're juggling these issues pretty much on their own.
I do. Thank you very much for being with us.
You're welcome.